Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Was on this date in 1978, each member of KISS released a solo album.
New York Groove.
Was on this date in 1983. KISS, Unmasked. Band members appeared on MTV without their makeup.
J.J. Walker did that. That's a famous one, man. And people had to go home, watch that on TV. No DVRs of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you could
have programmed your VHS.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah.
You could have programmed your VHS.
If you were ahead
of
your time.
But who did that?
What year was it?
Who could do that? 83.
No, most people didn't have
VHS.
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't
have.
At least
my age.
That might have been the top loader days.
Yeah, that was a luxury item.
That was a total luxury item in 83, yeah. I didn't have 83. Not even the top loader.
And today, KISS is confirmed to perform at the season 13 finale of America's Got Talent.
Are you kidding me?
Tomorrow night.
Man. Nah, they'll probably lose.
Faux KISS.
Well, it is up to America, so.
Yeah.
You know, the voting never turns out the way you think it will.
No. It's usually a juggler or something anyway on that show, isn't it? That's America.
Last year it was like a 10-year-old ventriloquist.
Thing. Right. I'm sure she has a room in Vegas now.
She was awful.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did. My daughter loves that show.
Yeah.
Really?
So we end up watching it, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And I've taught her how to sit back and be a critic.
Yeah.
Just go, oh, these people suck.
You mean cynical?
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
I hate cynical people.
Do you? Is that where the self-loathing comes in?
And the choice of people you hang out with.
And the choice of people you hang out with.
It's funny. I watched America's Got Talent when I was home staying at my sister's place. It was just me, my brother-in-law, and my son watching it up one night. And both my son and my brother-in-law knew these people. And I was so cynical. I said, oh, this sucks. And I felt bad. I couldn't just enjoy it. It was so bad. It was so bad. Now, granted, these people had talent. But talent I didn't care about.
Yeah. Now, is that cynical nature or nurture?
Oh, I think it's nurtured at this point in my life. Yeah, it's what we do for a living, you know.
No, I'm passing it along to the kids.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Are your kids cynical yet?
I don't know.
I got a couple that are.
Yeah.
Certainly
because they're grown people now. This guy's not that cynical.
No. No, that's why we like him.
Yes, he is.
He's a ray of sunshine. October 5th in Omaha at the Orphan Theater. Tickets at ticketomaha.com. Ron White joining us.
Hey, Ron.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, bud.
Well, you've ever been described as a ray of sunshine?
Well, a bolt of hell lightning once.
Close enough.
And somebody asked me, what do people say about you? And I said, well, the club owners used to say, Ron, come on, I got to live in this town.
I think Colleen said that a few times. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Fancy. Now it's nothing but good, clean Christian behavior.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you're touring everywhere all the time. Follow you on Twitter, Ron. Very funny stuff on Twitter. At Ron_White. Who had Ron White?
Who had Ron White?
Yeah.
Some shoe guy.
Okay, damn. Screw him.
All right. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's still, if you Google Ron White, it doesn't matter how you do it. It comes up me first. I got those extra 6 million things.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit.
Followers.
A little bit.
Fans.
You still drinking the tequila? Are you drinking the, because it's the number one stuff? You still drinking that? The stuff you sell?
Number one is the only liquor in my life.
That's right.
Okay.
Number one, extra añejo. We went to a movie yesterday. Yesterday was my 32nd anniversary of doing stand-up.
Man.
And it was also my 32nd anniversary of meeting Alex Raimundo, who's my partner in the tequila company.
Yes.
And we went to see a movie that they paid to have, or they didn't pay. We pay. I don't know. They have our bottle in the movie, and it's like it's a co-star. It's in it so much.
What's the movie?
It's Cinnamon. Wait a minute, peppermint.
Oh. Peppermint. Yeah, I mean, we knew it was some kind of spice.
Yeah, some kind of a Swedish spice. Yeah, but, and the movie was horrible, but we screamed like schoolgirls just to see our bottle. I mean, they loved that bottle, too, because they had about, I don't know, 10 shots of it.
I want to ask you about that, how that works, because we've seen product placement in a lot of movies nowadays, and you see it, and it's right there. It's pretty obvious how they picked number one tequila.
Yeah, and what kind of agreement do you
have? A really pretty bottle. It's not just that one. The way it started was A Star Is Born. Called that company that does that placement and said, this is what we want. And they go, they're not a client of ours. They go, well, they better be. And so they called us and said, listen, you've already got this one, but we can get you more. People love this bottle. And so there are like six movies, A Star Is Born. Now, I don't know how prominent it's going to be in A Star Is Born. They might just cut it all out. We don't know.
Yeah, but The Star Is Born is getting some great pub. And that's I was just looking at some stuff about that recently. And
it is. Yeah, yeah. Some really, really good reviews. And so,
how does that work, Ron?
Make Patron huge was Clint Eastwood held it in his hand in a movie early on, and that really made people curious about it.
That is true.
Do you pay the movie company a fee? Do they pay you, or do you just agree?
I think we pay the product placement company a fee, and then they just put it out there, and then whoever takes it, takes it.
Okay.
But Peppermint is a bad movie?
Yeah, my wife went to see it yesterday.
The critics gave it about as low a rating as they could, but the fans like it. So
that's all that matters.
It's one of those revenge films, except it's mama going after somebody who killed their kids.
I hope you heard that online, because I had to bleep out Ron. It was great.
Right. That's exactly what it is. It's a revenge shoot 'em up thing. She kills like 100 people, and there's still 80 left to kill her. And
I want to know this, Ron. How do you do this? Because I know how hard you work on stage, and I know what you do. You tour a lot. And I see you a lot. You're golfing or doing something crazy during the day, usually golfing. So 18 holes and then doing the show that night. Is that a burnout for you? How do you do that?
Or you get a nap in?
I'm all about the nap. days are over,
Yeah.
Before, you were a quick bump away from being wide awake.
Oh, so you take a big nap now between golf and that?
Especially Vegas. I mean, my show in Vegas is at 10, so I go out and play golf in 110-degree heat. And then I go get a nice afternoon buzz with my lunch and then go home, sleep for 4 hours, and I wake up. I still got 2 hours to kill before my show.
Perfect.
I'm rested and ready. But Vegas is all about the nap. You see people make these party fouls in Vegas, because they'll start drinking like fish on the plane on the way there.
Yes.
6 o'clock on Friday.
Done it. Yeah.
Then they'll get there. They'll get a gigantic plastic guitar full of strawberry daiquiri, which is a great idea. They'll walk around, suck that thing. By 7:30, they are out.
Right.
Yeah.
7:30. I'm like, great, great plan, boys.
So what's the 10 o'clock audience like in Vegas for you? How drunk is that?
Well, it's really pretty tame. I think that I get the people that take naps,
Yeah.
I have fellow nappers.
You got the nap crowd showed up at Ron
Way. There are some people that don't go out till 10 o'clock at night. They don't start partying until
then. Vegas. Don't go out till 10 o'clock.
Right.
So you do.
It'll bite you. And girls, if you're kind of big, don't wear high heels, because it's a big city and things are further away than they look because they're just so big.
Yes, exactly.
And by 6:45, you'll be carrying them and your feet will be dirty.
Yeah, you look at the casino down the strip and think, that looks like walking distance. It's not.
Yeah, no, it gets further away the more you walk towards it, because it's 77 stories high and 80 stories wide.
Well, here's the deal, Ron. I don't know where you're calling. You're calling from home? Are you in Atlanta? You're on the West Coast right now? Where are you at?
Nah, I sold Atlanta, and I bought a place in Austin. I'm in Austin right now.
Oh, you sold the Atlanta place. Okay, got it. All right, so you're it's 9:30, so you should be you're wide awake now, right? You got a gig tonight?
I'm good. I was trying to get over that movie.
Yep.
Tequila.
That bad, huh?
And a couple of fat joints, so I slept like a baby. So I rested. I'm going to go play golf this morning, and then I'll take a nap.
All right. Chase, do you have a gig tonight?
What is today?
It's that's
Tuesday.
You have the best job in the world. Yeah. What is today? It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. No, I don't have a gig unless you call a date a gig, and I got a date.
All right. Oh, you got a date. Oh, you brought that up real quickly. How was your being single treating you?
Well, it was a little top heavy at first, life has been good to me, so I own the penthouse of the coolest building in Austin, looking straight down the river, and I'm just having a good time. I'm enjoying my life, and
Well, we were sorry. Yeah. I didn't know. I've sent them our business, but we're sorry to see your relationship break up. But you're single, having a good time, so that's good. Good for you, man.
Yeah. The breakup's pretty brutal, but it's life is life, and it turns out like it turns out. And I don't think it's that easy to be married to me.
How easy is it to date Ron White? I mean, who's the girls today? Somebody you know pretty well.
I'm playing the field a little bit. I'm seeing what Tinder and Bumble will bring me.
But you're Ron White. Don't they show up at the shows now, knowing you're single?
Nah, I don't talk about it that much.
Got it.
Because it's still, I still do the show as married because it's just so fun to share in the absolute misery that's being married to another human being. Everybody enjoys that.
They do.
Are you still technically married? Is it finalized yet?
Oh, I've never was married.
Oh, you weren't. That's right.
That was the stuff that came out.
That's right.
That's what the controversy is.
Okay. We'll let that go.
Yeah. Well, I knew you'd bounce back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm resilient.
Yes, you are.
I bounce back on this.
You want to check out Ron's dates all across the country. It's tatersalad.com. Coming to Omaha Friday, October 5th. That's the Orpheum. Tickets available now at ticketomaha.com. The tequila is number1tequila.com. And we'll see that if you go see Peppermint. I will go see The Star Is Born because I'm really looking forward to that movie. That's going to be all over that movie, too, you think?
Yeah, well, you know, it's the director's option. We know that they got it and they asked for it.
Right.
So, but we don't know where it is or how many times. It could be sitting on a shelf in the back. We don't know. But the horrible movie was all over it. It was like a co-star. We were going nuts. I mean, it was crazy. And also the evilest people you can even imagine were drinking it.
You're saying #1 tequila.
Oh, so it was all a bunch of evil people that were, okay.
Yeah, cartels.
For the ones that drinking the tequila. Yeah, and they were like these horrible Mexican thug gang members with tattoos all over their faces. But it's still our tequila. So.
Yeah, but Jennifer Garner kicks their ass, right?
Kills all of them.
Spoiler alert.
You think she's dead 5 times in the movie. Oh, she's back. It's like professional wrestling used to be. When you think, oh, the guy's out of it now. Oh, he's back? What? Really? A comeback? This is great.
I'm sure you've looked into this because Hagar sold his, Clooney sold his. Has anybody come to you and Alex to sell #1?
No. We're not. We're not big enough to make all that much noise right now.
Got it.
And we drink all we can and sell the rest. So that's our whole marketing plan right there.
This way you get a lot of free booze if you own the company, right?
No, I pay retail for it. There's no way to get free booze. We got to get a deal with Alex that until we are making a profit, we're going to pay for this tequila.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
I don't have a pallet of it dumped off in my garage.
Have you tried it yet? I got to try it, Push. Have you tried it yet?
I have not, no.
I'm not sure. I'm going to go out and buy something.
I don't know if we can get it around here.
Come out. We'll drink some of the show.
Okay.
Used to, when you guys were young, you would come out to the show.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I do want to see. I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm in person. I haven't seen the show in a while either, for that matter.
And you're not playing on a school night when you come to Omaha.
No, you're right. It's a weekend night. So Friday, October 5th.
Cut it up. Come out and say hi. We'll drink some tequila.
That'd be great. And plan on that. We will be there, Ron. All right.
Hey, all right, man.
Good luck with the date. We'll see you in a couple weeks, actually.
Hey, right. Congratulations on having the longest-running radio show in the history of spoken word.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. I'll see you in a few days.
See ya.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Oh, I'm out of town.
I'm not.
Well, you go represent, then.
I will.
Craig?
Yeah, okay.
Can you represent in my place?
Not Friday, nearly October. As well, but I can show up and need a drink.
Well, this is if you get invited to a Ron White show by Ron White. Now, Ron, he said when you guys were young, you used to come see the show. The last couple of times you've been in town, it's been a school night. You're right.
Yeah.
And when he worked at the Funny Bone.
That was weekends.
I partied with his ass all the time back in those days. And, of course, he was younger, too.
Well, back in his younger days, he used to show up in the studio, too. So.
Yeah, well, all the time. Yeah. When he did the Funny Bone, yeah. He dropped the S-bomb in there in case you're listening online. But Ron was rare. I think I like single Ron better.
Me too.
I know that Ron.
He seems a little more energetic.
Yeah.
He seems a little happier.
I think so, too. Friday, October 5th, Omaha, the Orpheum Theater. Tickets available at ticketomaha.com. I'm telling you, I think the last time I actually seen Ron on stage was as a smaller show. because you know, the blue collar stuff, I never saw the full blue collar tour. And then when I would split up, I've seen Larry on stage by himself, and him and Fox were in Ingville by himself. But I haven't seen Ron by himself on a big stage yet.
No, so that'd be kind of
cool
either.
To see. All right, cool. Love Ron.
Maybe we can do like last time the cable guy was at that theater where we got to bring him on stage, and then he went on stage, and then we all had to sneak into our seats in the
oh, that was in the same front. Club. That was the same place. True.
Wasn't it? It was so bad.
Oh, yeah. We had to sneak down front.
Like, right, my seats were back a little further, right in the middle of the row.
I remember that.
So I had to piss off like 12 people as I was scooting past him as Larry's already on stage.
Dick, out of my way. All right.
They didn't like me.
So you don't think that's available here, number one?
I don't believe so. I've not seen it in stores. You can buy it on their website.
Yeah, that's what
you
said.
You can have it shipped to you.
And apparently the bottle looks really cool. That's
it
why.
Is.
That's why movie theaters movies like it.
It looks like an agave plant.
It's got it. Oh, it does.
The pineapple of the agave,
all
they
right.
call it.
Craig's
it,
been drinking
looks
some
like
tequila
that.
Lately, so.
I had some tequila the other day.
Well. You did.
Hey, don't mince words.
You're
there.
Not drinking it any less
You've been
frequently
drinking some
than
tequila
other
lately.
Alcohols.
Yeah. You've been drinking some tequila lately.
I had a couple shots of tequila the other day.
All right.
Some damn fine tequila. I believe it was four numbers, like an 1842 or
Don Julio 1942.
There you go, that one.
Yeah, that's a fine tequila.
That's the one. Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Right, the bottle does look like a pineapple, and it looks like it's available in Texas, Louisiana, other parts of the South, California, Nevada, not here yet.
All right.
Yeah, you go to number1tequila.com. You can actually order it online and have it shipped to you.
Well, I'm going to have a drink. I'll drink with Ron White as opposed to like when we smoked a doobie with a guy from the
Whalers.
From the Whalers. You have to do it right from the source, you know, because the Whalers invented weed.
They did.
They kind of did.
They did.
Exactly.
They made it a tour de force.
They did.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.